Test 64, Section 3, Question 25. Now, with this one, it says, which of the following arguments exhibits a pattern of reasoning most similar to that? So we're just looking for parallel. Now, the conclusion here is really just in the very last sentence, and it's the last half, saying, based on past experience, the union is unlikely to agree. That's still part of the evidence, and the conclusion is that last sentence, so a strike is likely, so X is likely. Now, if we look at that, we look at our answers. A, we can be sure that the shareholders will demand. It's a little strong. B, so Rodriguez will donate. Still a little strong. It's saying this will. I'm not really seeing a conclusion near the end. D, so it is probable that Lopez will not win. The probable, the word strength is good. That's similar to likely, but it is negative. And then, however, the course will not be offered in the spring. So that one's negative and strong. Of these, D has the best word strength, but some of the others, you know, like A and B, both are future tense as well and positive. So there isn't one that's a standout. I'd probably check D first, then A and B, and kind of go back. It says the trade union members at Otto Faber are planning to go on strike. So they're going to go on strike. Independent arbitration would avert a strike, but only if both sides agree to accept an arbiter's recommendations as binding. Okay, so arbitration would avert it, but only if both sides agree. However, based on past experience, the union is quite likely to unlikely to agree. So the union is not going to agree, so a strike is likely. And so what this is saying is they're planning to do X. You can avoid it only if we have Y. And Y isn't going to happen, so therefore X is, well, the strike is likely to happen, meaning we won't avoid or avert the strike. So now I said, okay, let's look at D first. Lopez will run in the marathon. Lopez will win the marathon only if his sponsors do a good job of keeping him hydrated. But his sponsors are known to be poor at keeping their athletes hydrated, so it is probable that Lopez will not win, and that actually matches perfectly. So we actually get a really good match here because it's saying Lopez is going to run, and then it's going to say win only if X, meaning keep hydrated, and then it's saying but X is not likely, so Lopez won't win, and that's the same thing. The strike will not be averted, and so that's what we end up getting. And so D matches up perfectly. I would just take D and go in this situation because it does match up perfectly. Now, if we look at some of the other things, we'll just quickly zip through these in case you're listening to this. You probably had trouble with it. So it says the company will downsize unless more stock. Further, if the company downsizes, a shareholders will demand a change. Since no more stock is being issued, we can be sure that the shareholders will demand a change. Now, this one, it's not really saying, okay, here's a fact, and then we have one if then. And if we look at it, it's saying if the company will downsize unless more stock. So that says if we don't have more stock, then downsize. And then if downsize, shareholders demand a change. Since no more stock is issued, we can be sure. That's an A leads to B and B leads to C situation, whereas our original passage is just saying it not X, or sorry, not Y, therefore not X. So, and you also have its will instead of probable and likely, so that's another difference. B, we already mentioned, has the problem that it's sort of a guarantee, but also it says Rodriguez will donate only if the new wing. The only other person it could be named after is the founder, but it was decided yesterday that the gardens, not the new wings, would be named after the founder, and that's introducing all kinds of other things. It's very different. So the C, this isn't really the same thing, but the conclusion is actually the first sentence. R and K wouldn't make partners since they're constantly squabbling. Good business partners know how to get along, and if they quarrel, they know how to resolve their differences, but we don't really know anything about their resolving differences, so C isn't really good. And then E, the new course in micro is offered either in fall or spring. Will be offered in the spring if there's a qualified instructor. Economics department lacks a qualified instructor for such courses. It will not be offered in the spring. First off, that's a guarantee. Second, just because the economics department lacks it, could be that someone else could be able to teach it. And so, therefore, D is definitely our best answer.